Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. No. 436, Ellen G. White's Experiences in Australia. Ministers who cannot evade the Bible argument for the Sabbath binding upon the people talk in their pulpits that the Bible is not all the book it should be. One said that Daniel should never be a part of the Bible, and other books he mentioned, and the same testimony was born. And then he said he thought there would be a new Bible, and some of the books now in it would not appear. These ministers are visiting the people everywhere, wresting the scriptures, and making of none effect the word of God by their blasphemous statements. These strong, pronounced denunciations are removing the bitter opposition of some such men as Scobie and Lamont. Both tobacco users and non-professors, they have left their tobacco and tea, and have taken a decided stand, and the evidence of what the belief of the truth can do has an influence upon the people. And now they see the work of the Spirit of God, and the life and character, that it only makes the haters of truth mad. These brethren were at our camp meeting, and were convicted deeply, and the continuation of the work after the camp meeting has been effectual. Both left off their tobacco and their tea. They came down to our 2 days meeting just closed, and both took part in the meeting. Brother Scobie has been in affliction some time with an injury of a fall. He said to me, "Sister White, you do not think my countenance has changed?" "Yes," I said. "I see the impress of the image of Christ," he said. "I weigh 14 pounds more than when I was using tobacco and tea." This man had not offered a prayer in his house during his lifetime, he said. "Brother Lamont weighs 15 pounds more since he gave up his tobacco. He has daughters grown to womanhood. Mr. Lamont is the father of two very fine men, who think much of their parents, especially of the mother. They are in business for themselves. One has a family. Recently one of the sons sat at their table, and took dinner with them. The father humbly and reverentially asked a blessing. The son said to his mother, 'What a change has come over father! He never did such a thing as this before.' The father made answer, 'Your mother is a Christian. She is going to heaven, and I cannot be separated from your mother. I am trying to be a Christian and go to heaven with her, and we hope our sons will also become Christians and meet us there.' Their sons have not a practical testimony to the truth. Two or three came out, decided that they would keep the Sabbath. Mr. Lamont has seemed to be unable to break away from the waterworks, a very important business. The managers have kept him, telling him they must find another man to take his place. But during this 2 days meeting he says, 'Now they will have to get along without me, for I shall keep the Sabbath.' He has great confidence in Sister White's mission and work. A word more. Although Brother Lamont is a sharp businessman, he did not know how to read until the tent was pitched in Maitland. He is learning. He is digging at it until he reads. Now we must have a meeting house. The people are saying, 'These people will soon go away and you have no church building, and then you will be scattered.' We want to see a building before we leave for America. I have carried the church in Maitland in my soul.